Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, this is Psychic Jethro, and we're having a wonderful Friday. Get ready, because tonight is going to be very special and very fun, as it always is on Psychics Gone Wild. We've already got quite a few people in the queue, and welcome you guys into chat. Got a little bit of announcements to make, and then we're going to bring on our hostess, Amy Kavanaugh, and we're looking forward to a really fun night. I'm a little bit apprehensive about our special guest. We haven't had much contact, and I'm waiting here a little bit. You know, if anybody knows what time it is in Spain, let me know, because I'm a little worried that we've had a lot of contact, but me and Richard may have maybe adjusted our timings a little bit. So So if that is the case, we'll go on with the show with me and Amy, and then we'll encourage all of you guys to tune in when we can get Richard here, and we'll get him on a special time like we did with a couple other guests that we have had on before with this. One of the things I want to talk about tonight a little bit, and we're going to spin the wheel here and look at it and see what our topic is, but before I do that real quick, I want to ask you guys, those of you who knew that we had like Deborah Lynn Katz on, we've had other psychics. You guys have been writing me at psychicjethro@aol.com. Please write to me and let me know the guest that most impressed you, the guest that you've had and you'd like to see again. We've had Patty Negri on. We've had Tony Naomi. We've had phenomenal people that have come on and given us their input and their work and went on their way. And tonight, discussing about what Psychics Gone Wild is. Psychics Gone Wild is a radio show that is here to help give psychic abilities and information out to each other. It is a brother and sister unity of white energy, and that we are a family in the unity that we are all light workers in our own way and different individualities. We do have regulars on here of the family that continue to promote and go on psychicsgonewild.com to see. And it is a show that I've had a lot of input, letting some people know today that I do stand strong in the fact that if you don't like it here, then we do love you, but go ahead and try it out. You know, if you do like it here, then stay on in. That's the way we do it. And the funnest thing that we've had and really enjoyed is a lot of the positive publicity from all of our fans. I want to thank all of you. I heard yesterday that we are in the top, running in the top three on the directory of the best and most popular radio shows. Feels very good to be that high. We were a long time down there in the top seven, which was very honorable itself that you guys even mentioned us. I want to thank all of you guys that are making that possible. And let's give you a little fun. We do tonight talk a topic, and I'm going to bring our hostess on, and then we'll spin the wheel and see what we get. Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Of course, I'm running late, and you know, it's one of the things that I'm really noticing is that time is just not working very well for any of us. So I really urge people, you know, instead of feeling like frantic about it or, oh, I'm late or, oh, I'm going to miss this and I'm going to be in so much trouble, just accept it. I was, you know, I still have, this is not my full-time, psychic is not my full-time occupation. I do a lot of training and things like that. And it was funny because it was a business environment. And, you know, this woman was putting together a business Skype meeting. And there were all these glitches as well. And you usually think of business world where things are just going to be executed flawlessly. And it's not working there either. So, you know, we have a missing guest and the co-host is still sitting in the car and things like that. But, you know, just roll with it because it's just not worth getting, you know, just ground yourself, shield yourself, and roll with it because the world is not going to be perfect anymore. There's too much going on. There's too many variables. So that's my word of advice for tonight is just, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Just ground, shield, and go.
I thank you very much. I love that, Amy. And you know, and that's one of the things on Psychics Gone Wild we're really phenomenally always looking at doing is working with every individual that we've got to help all of you. This is an hour show, so those of you who have a question for us tonight, please limit it to one question. We do encourage all of you. This is a show that we do to help, but one of the best parts of getting a psychic with us is to get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. And there you get the full reading. You get, you know, the time with me and really spent. I did have someone give me a little bit of today and let me know that they had talked with me on the radio show, and I really didn't know my stuff because I was so quick with them over the phone. They felt that I'd give them a really jilt, and I do apologize because I do that to give you the most and the people behind you. And as a spiritual person, I believe that I should try to get as many as I can, but I want to give you good quality stuff. So please limit it to one question. We do welcome you guys. If you follow along, we're here. You can catch us on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. every Eastern time, 8 p.m. every night on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Monday and Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern time, Tuesdays with Pamela Cummings. And Monday, I think, is a little bit missed around, but Kelly's on with her destiny cards. So you guys that are calling in, Amy had the right clue. You know, just sit back, relax a little bit, and wait a little bit, and we'll see if our our guest shows up with Richard, who's a very phenomenal psychotherapist, author, teacher, and founder. Worked a lot with the spiritually, and basically was one of the people who is the founder and director of Therapy and Spirituality. And so those of you who know about, you know, the founder of Therapy Spirituality Growth Center, it's in Sierra Nevada Mountains in Spain. Very phenomenal person, and we're just going to kind of hold like Amy said and go. And the really fun thing is, as I spin the wheel, I want to look into everyone's energy as we do as a psychic and ask you guys, what all topics would you like to add? Because we've been doing this, and now we've got Dina doing this, and Amy and me started this out as a fun thing, and it came out as a subject that we would discuss to bring a topic here to the table to discuss. Tonight, it comes up with the crystal balls. It comes up with utilizing crystal balls. So any of you have a topic, Amy, you're going to give you our ideas on this subject, and then you give us your ideas, and then we come to a really good metaphysical conclusion of what we will utilize this to be. You know, a good question we had last night was good or bad of metaphysical with Aurora. Aurora got that one last night. It was a really toughie. You know, is psychics good or bad? Well, here we've got this with crystal balls. Where does this stand for you, Amy, and how would you describe a crystal ball? Just, you know, what is your
crystal? Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because just in my own journey and everyone's psychic development, everyone's spiritual life is private and sacred. I am not a big fan of implements of crystal balls, Ouija boards, even crystals and things like that. And it's just it's not like they're bad. It's a personal preference. It's just a personal preference. You know, it's what is going to help raise the energies. And I don't know if it's because of my, I don't know if it's some kind of thing tied to not wanting to violate some sort of Christianity thing or something, but I prefer to just work with the natural energy. Now, that said, crystal balls, like crystals, and also like the, what's that thing called that you can use that Raymond Moody has to, you know, where you can sometimes invoke images of your dead relatives, the psychotron, or I can't think of what the word is. You know, they will, A, they have energy, and B, you know, because you're looking at things differently, you know, it will, they do work. I'm not saying that they're fake. I just prefer to just work with the raw energy. So, with that said, and I, all you know, but at the same time, I got to say, I don't know that much about crystal balls. So, that's my comment.
I think that's very excellent. And mine on the opinion of it is, when I started out in this career, I had experience with it that was not good. I had an experience where it was put in the same realm as you were saying, some of the other tools. And the teacher that I had believed very much that it was a tool that was could be utilized, but it was something that was utilized by other people who showed different ways of it. Then I learned from a very phenomenal one of my teachers how to basically utilize it to be able to see energies and be able to really provoke what I was looking at the time for other things to work, and that was to be able to get everything's going together to make sure that nobody but the energy of what was going on with it was working. So I had a lot of experience both ways of it. So at first I did feel that it was very, I would say, negative, and it was an odd experience, and the teacher there was part of that. I did realize as I got older, as you guys have read my book, you'll know that, you know, those teachers were my lifeline to this. What they said was gospel to me.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please.
And as we're going here with the energy, with it, that's where the ball and the crystal would do with different energies for me. So as I was continually looking at some of the work and some of the things that I was getting from the person that had taught me about the energy of it, I also came to recognize that the tools are at the person. The only one, and I do, it's a topic that I've been really nervous of, and when it does come up, we'll really handle lightly, especially with Halloween coming up, is the Ouija board. But I very much advocate against that. I have never seen that do anything but hurt other people.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Are you hearing that?
I apologize to you guys. That is, and that is our guest trying to get us to get in. You guys that are hearing that, that is the system trying to pick him up through here. So I apologize. We are trying everything we can, but the forces that be say that he gets to hang in there.
We're talking about crystal balls. But, you know, while you're working on that, you bring up such a good point, because Ouija boards just recently came up in one of my medium development classes, and people were all about, you know, but people, it's really important not to have this, like, just opinion about anything, because it's all just a judgment, you know. So, different things appeal to you, they don't appeal to you. The only meaning anything has is the meaning that you give it. So, try not to, get caught up in things like crystal ball bad, Ouija board bad, you know, crystal ball good kind of stuff. Because all that is our experience. And Jethro just told such a beautiful story about when he first started. They seem to have some sort of connotation to them. But then when he worked with them again with a different person who was coming from a different perspective, it took on a totally different meaning. So, if you're going to hell, you're going to hell. You're not going to go to hell because you have a board in front of you. It's like your intention and your intention and the thoughts and the energy that you put on, you put on these things, and anything could be for good or for bad.
And yet, and I agree all the way with that, Amy, except for with that board. And it is not just the experience. It's like every house I've ever had to cleanse, every place, it was known as the devil's board. It does have some symbology and some other things in there, in those boards that work to open it up. And the biggest thing that I've learned through all of ones with it is you never know what can bring it in. I mean, I've seen people say, okay, then how come the angel board is different? The angel boards have angel symbols on them. That board originally came from people that were using it to be what they call the devil's board. They brought it in, they did work with it, they did work on that side, and I don't care, everybody's going to argue with me, Mattel or whoever put their last name on, the one sent it out there into the world, because it's still doing that. And I every time I end up, I can almost tell you, they call on the phone, and before, it's not even just psychic, it's just become a practice. I need my house cleansed. It's two things. There's someone has passed in the house, and we're working on the energy of this, and some things that have happened there with sequence, or that if it's something very bad, it's usually almost, and it's gotten to be where the, like you were saying with the energy of it. If when we talk about things, this is something I really advocate with you guys. There's so many things out there that are really great things. This is one of those that is a bad tool, and I've never seen anybody ever come out of it without any good of it. I've seen people talk about it. I've seen some sad things. Sometimes that things happen to people that, the people that knew them 3 to 4 years before they ever touched that goofy thing. It's just one of those things. And those of us psychic, which I'm going to be doing some articles I want you guys to pay in, and next week we're going to be bringing on the show some haunted houses. I've got a place that's called The Haunted Hunter's Guide to Florida, and I'm going to send a place that's over where Amy is, and see if Amy will check it out. And when we get together next week, we'll be doing that. We'll be talking about that for our subject. I had some people emailing, and I'm going to get to you guys that are on the phone. I love the fact that there's a lot of you waiting, and thank you. You guys are already.
That's very interesting, though, about the Ouija board thing, because I won't even be in a room with one. I mean, I won't be in the same house with one. But then I've heard other people, like, whatever. But I mean, it's just whatever. You have to be true to yourself. You have to, and I'm just telling all the listeners, whatever you hear, if it doesn't resonate to you, if it's invoking, even though this is a new improved Ouija board, if you've got some kind of negative emotions tied to a Ouija board or, or a candle or anything, those, you're going to bring those, forward. This isn't anything to be taken. All this stuff is sacred, and it's not to be taken lightly. So I think it's really important that that each of us comes to our own comfort level with all of this stuff.
I agree very much. And I've had, when I first started reading the cards back when I was working on the psychic lines, everyone, you know, it was no mystery that those who were in my class would know, I was doing it with the 52 deck of regular playing cards, because the cards that I read with the tarot gave me such an odd sensation. For years, I have people who can tell you from back home, I would go near a tarot deck and I would get a shock, a literally energy of it, not just like a little pull you, drag your feet and get a little shock like the electricity, but an actual shaking energy and things. Thank you guys on the right side that are doing the following. Anybody who follows, I got to let you guys know real quick, you're in for the contest of the Christmas basket. We have everything from Kelly's Healthy Coffee to a copy of Living in the Psychic Realm by Psychic Jethro to a psychic reading that you can use during the year to a half an hour reading by Aurora Rose. It's a Christmas basket. Those of you who follow or send in a receipt of Living in the Psychic Realm that you bought it in a bookstore to psychicjethro@aol.com. We'll put you in that basket, and we're going to pull a winner November 1st. So you guys keep doing it, and then we're going to pull some other winners coming up to Christmas. So keep doing this. We're looking at doing the baskets. We used to give away readings. Last reading that we've given away is to Jan Drake. She won Jan Drake Bakke, and she won it for her emails. We put in and picked out the emails. She won a half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. So any of you guys who are doing that, continue to write. Give us your responses. You're a part of this on Psychic's Gone Wild. I had a person call in today and let me know very clearly that they really just love the show and it made my day. It's good to hear that. I've had some people call and let me know that I talk a little fast. It's true. I work on it. Sometimes I don't. I teased you guys before. Maybe you need to listen a little quicker. But I do take both. We want to hear both. But do put in for that, those of you who want that Christmas basket, because, you know, we've got it. Amy, I want to ask you, how did your grief group go the other night?
Well, no one showed up, but we had it anyway. You know, I just set it up quick. I didn't have a chance to talk to Jethro about putting – I was really adamant about the fact I didn't want a phone line associated with it. So I just, you know, found a chat, and it was a little confusing, so no one went. But I know there's so many people, you know, grief is different than – you know, grief is grief. Grief is like a – and grief can be addressed spiritually, it can be addressed physically, it can be addressed medically, it can be, so I wanted to kind of separate it from the show. I didn't want our show to get bogged down in talking about grief, and there's not a lot of safe places. So, you know, maybe we'll tie it to the blog talk so it's in a familiar place or something, but I didn't want it to be a phone call, because some people, it's much easier for them to type, and then you can have side talk, and you know, it can just take on a life of its own. But last night it had very little life. Everybody must have been watching the debate or something. So, but we'll have it again. You know, I'll just keep it posted, and it'll either, you know, it's just like anything you grow organically. Sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, I know there's a big need out there, so...
I agree. I do feel it is, and we'll get that with you. And one thing that all of you who've been following along and know that we do a lot of work in that, and you can get a hold of Amy at, is it Claire?
Awakening Claire. It's on Awakening. It's on the, on Facebook. It's just called Awakening Claire, CLAIRE, or you can just find me on, you can just find me on Facebook. Unlike Jethro and some of the other people at this particular point in time, you know, I don't give readings and I have a job. So I really urge people, I don't want to do readings right now. I want Jethro and people who have taken the leap of faith to make this their occupation, to have the opportunity to generate the revenue. It's funny, when you talk about grief, Jethro and I were talking about different avenues where we can get out and help people. So I said, well, I'm going to reach out to some of these widow groups and see if they would be interested in having someone come in and not do readings, but just talk about, should I see a medium? Because it's not, I'll tell you something, it's not something the funeral director is going to tell you, and it's not something the hospice grief group is going to tell you. But it's something that I'm finding more and more people getting peace from doing. And I've gotten so paranoid, I guess is the word, about the grief world's reaction to medium that I haven't even, one of the two people wrote me back. One didn't even write me back, and she writes me back. If I asked her what kind of cookies to bring to grief group, she would have been right there, but she didn't write me back. So the other one, I'm scared to open it. So anyway, it's crazy. But grief is different, and going to see a, you know, grief is just one aspect of things that can be dealt with, you know, through the psychic realm. And but I know that there's a lot, you know, I know it's a lot of, there's a lot of pushback. It's kind of like something that goes on underground, like you whisper it to people after the meeting. And so I got kicked out of a grief group because I said I went to a medium. So, you know, it's just not quite there yet. But at the same time, there's more and more interest. I noticed in the spirituality books on Amazon.com, of the top 10 books, 8 of them are about the afterlife. The cover of Newsweek's about the afterlife. You know, it is a topic that is starting to come into mainstream conversation. But I know that a lot of people receive a lot of criticism and scrutiny and opinions of others about. But anyway, so.
Thank you. And we've got a lot of ones in the chat room right now that they're validating our readings. We thank you. We welcome you guys to call in. We've got some of you guys waiting. We're going to run through real quick on the phone. 1140, you're our first caller up, and thank you for waiting while me and Amy told you how it was. Psychic's gone wild. Hello, 1140. 1140, are you just listening?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I thank you for calling into Psychic's Gone Wild. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I just wanted to know about my financial situation. Is it going to get any better?
Okay. Can I get your first name?
My name is Tamika.
Tamika,
and
I do
Tamika,
feel like.
When's your birthday?
11/26/85.
Okay. 11/22. You said.
26.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
I feel like it is going to do better. There's something going on here. They said that you've been going through some other responsibilities and you've had some time off. There's some things about the financial where you got yourself, is this a pregnancy? There's something that's happening with you that kind of got you into some a situation and now you're trying to come back out of it.
Excuse me, that I'm what?
Like that you're trying to come out of a situation that was with a pregnancy or a childbirth or something that you're kind of, you took some financial time back?
No, I've been unemployed for about a year and a half. I moved to a different state. But as far as the pregnancy, I was pregnant, you know, I think 6 months back I had a miscarriage.
Oh, I apologize. I didn't see if the baby was there or not. All I got was the energy, and I apologize to you, Tamika. I my prayer's with you. I feel that this has caused some energy here, and they're telling me that it is going to be some financial, but where you're at seems to be a really odd place. It's not. I'm seeing you going from door to door, and it seems like the people are very cliquish. Like who you know is where you go.
Right.
I'm sorry to hear about the news with the baby because they told me there was something there with the child. I feel like you're the guys are also telling me that you asked for your financial situation. I do see it getting better, but I see you going about an unconventional way. It's like I see you kind of talking with someone who tells you to go here, and that friend tells you of a job. You're just like talking to people. I see you going in like, you know.
Networking, yeah.
Yeah, you're a worker.
Trying to network and, you know, get to where I need to be.
Yeah, I feel like your people are different. They're missing you. They're like really kind of wanting you back, but knowing you're trying to face this.
Right.
Are you alone? Am I correct?
As far
as you're trying to get work, and it seems like the town is just kind of silly. They're not really getting it where you are.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, I'm in Atlanta right now, and it's kind of hard. If you don't know anybody, it's kind of hard to find work.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So I don't know anybody, like, as far as, you know.
Yes.
That
Amy?
Aspect.
Yeah, what I'm feeling is really going to assist you in this because, you know, the economy is very bad right now. And, you know, something as simple, it doesn't matter how hard you want to work or how what a good worker you are or any of those things. But attitude is everything. And I really think, especially with the loss of, you know, the miscarriage and the move and things like that, all of those kind of things are losses too. We usually just think of losses in terms of finances. I think
right.
that you really are, I feel real strongly that you, because of these losses and because of being out of work for so long, that you're really kind of, you've got to, like some negative, and you know you're giving out negative energy. You're sort of giving out a poverty mentality, less than mentality, and that affect because energy is so powerful. So I really urge you to do some affirmation work, or some perhaps even some mirror work, where you say that you know I am successful, and the universe provides me everything that I need. I, you know, I do not lack for anything, and really try to turn your energies away from being focused on the loss, and more back into a mindset of abundance. Because a lot of people don't want to hire people who've been out of work for a long time and who
right.
are on difficult economic times because they feel like, really, they feel like they have too many personal problems. Because trust me, you do. I mean, I went through this, and I didn't even have a car for 4 months, and I used to have a Mercedes convertible. So, you know, life can be kind of harsh sometimes. But what I really feel as you know, as soon as you said your birthday, I felt that you've just allowed these losses to define yourself. So that I feel that if you shift the energy around you into one of that, you know, the universe is abundant, and that I have not of one of lack, that is going to have a dramatic impact on your future job interviews and things like that. It's very difficult. It's easier said than done. But no matter what circumstances life hands us, we can't give our power away to those circumstances. You know, we give our power to, you know, the loss instead of giving our power to an abundant universe. So really try to do some affirmation work and change the energy that's around you about economic security and finances and employment. And I think that that way you'll be able to manifest a job that you like and will keep much more rapidly. Because otherwise, without getting that self-assuredness and that comfort level back with the universe, and until you look at the universe as being a provider instead of a taker, I think you're going to have a hard time finding a job, and the jobs you find are not going to be the right job for you.
Right.
Because you're going to be taking them from a place of lack instead of a place of, there's not going to be gratitude associated with it. It's going to just even make this whole lack thing, you know, the universe being a taker, and now this job's going to take from me, you know. So really work on those affirmations, stick them up on your mirror, and a lot of time do it in the mirror, you know, so you can see yourself saying it, you know, so that, because if someone else is saying it to you.
Right. Okay. Well,
Because I do see a job. I mean, I see a job like in your immediate future, but the way your energies are right now, I don't feel like it's the right job for you. I think it's going to cause more problems.
Really?
It's hard with those energies, yeah. And we're finding this. A lot of us are finding with the energies we're in that it does do that. I do see exactly what she's saying. We welcome with you. We got to run with you quick. Please get a hold of us to get a little more, and I hope we helped you. Follow us on the right side of the page and stay with us if you would like to continually hear from us.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Blessings to you, Tamika. We're going right into the next caller. It's 478. You're on now, 478.
Hi, Jethro. This is Debbie.
Debbie, you rock. How are you up in Georgia?
Well, you rock also. Were your ears burning?
No.
I was just talking about you with my friend Wendy, and she was telling me about all these dreams she's having. And I told her to call you and set up an appointment and everything. And we started talking about, you know, courses. I said it'd probably help us if we took the courses that you were offering. And we were talking. I said, you know what, it'd be wonderful if you had it like on a weekend down in Tampa or did a cruise to that effect.
We would love that, and we were looking at this, and I'm glad you brought this up. This is what get with me. If you have some friends that want to come down and we can set up a time, I'm really open to that. I know that I've got a couple places I'm looking at that I could do classes. I had a person suggest a really good idea to me is to, you know, set up a time right now with they call the snowbirds and the people that live here coming back and get them down, and we could do like you said, you and her come in, and we could do what I would do is do a 2-day class here in Tampa, and then you guys could come down. We'd have the first maybe 2.5, because you come down, we kind of get to introduce, hand out some things, talk, and then do a real good just 2-day class, and you get all the papers, all the classes with me, and I've had a lot of experience with people telling me that they could bring down friends, so do it. Me and Amy were discussing doing a class with her Reiki and some of the things too, where we could get some people to come down and see the Psyche's Gone Wild crew, and we could just do a weekend, and you guys would come in. So let us know, you know, what weekends you've got, and set up with me. You know, I try to get a little bit of advance, so you guys have advance, because we all know, especially if you fly, you're close to Georgia, but I have some people that want to fly like from California or come in from Nevada, you know, set it up like about 2 months. Let me know. We can get your tickets in cheap. Let me know. Work with me and say, I've got this. And if you got how many people you got, I'll give you a deal. So what I got to do is I'll do it in a hotel where we can do it like in a banquet room. They have rooms here where we could have. And if we've got like, you know, 8 or 10 people, I'm going to get a better deal. Obviously with the hotel rooms, they're going to work with us, you know, and just, you know, let me know. And I would like that. I've had a lot of people tease me about how would be the best way to do it. I do the classes over the internet for people who want to do the 8 weeks, and I had a student tease me tonight because they're way over the 8 weeks, and they're glad because we do a little bit of the working with it. But what's even there, like you said, Debbie, is to come and do it would be really good. And I have a deal with it that I always do a discount with people anyway. So instead of, you know, it's like it'd be like $195 instead of $350 a head. And then what I do is I do it for those days, and we set it up, and you guys come down, and we just take that time. I've had some people want to do mini classes and like take a day. You just don't get enough out of it. Then you leave and you're like, and you're trying to do the paperwork at home. I like to take the 2 days and do it right.
Yeah, and it's also very interesting when you do those, because the people, you know, there's no accidents, and the people who are drawn to come are supposed to meet each other. So it'll be wonderful. I mean, a cruise is a good way. I know a lot of people do it on the cruises. The thing that I don't really like about the cruises is that there's a lot of other distractions, and there's a lot of energy that we can't really control or cordon off. Florida's just as good as being on a cruise.
Well, I'm okay with that, because you're like 6 hours away, so that's fine with me.
Cool. Where have you been? Well, we've been waiting down here for you. I didn't realize you were that close. Now you're grounded.
You're not that far from me. And I'm going to get in there and talk to him, because we need to plan something. So I'm going to see financially when you saw this going to be possible for me to be able to do this.
Oh, looking at this, I would say that it's not that bad with some of the things you've kind of got going on, that you could probably even, you know, everybody worries about the holidays, and I see that being part of the things, but I see this being like the first of the year. Like you could do this close to like January. It's also
my birthday
good time.
Month. Yes, that would be a perfect gift.
And see, and I have a lot of people that say that. They're like, okay, and they celebrate it. We've done a lot of ones close to like November or January around, and people come together, do this. It's a fun event. And bring your cameras, do a Kodak moment. Psychics go with it. And let me know what you want to tailor it to. This is the one thing excellent about all the years I've done this. I have enough stuff that, as you guys are seeing, as I'm putting out books and I'm putting together things, someone asked me tonight, they said, how many classes could you do? And it's like, whoa, you know, I tailor it to what you want. I mean, I always include the meditation, the protections, because you need those to open and close your energies, and it's fun to do, and I like to work with people on it to get their sixth sense working. But we could do a lot of work with how to read the playing cards. We can do work on how to do other energies, on raising toning. We can do work on opening your channeling. We can do work on healing, to heal yourself. Like with Amy, with her Reiki, we could put that together, and to complement, we would do spiritual cleansings, work together. People go to this like a sauna and come out of it healing like a crystal. Or you can come to this as a hard-working, what I did in Sedona was I did a psychic boot camp, and it was 2.5 days of intense. When we rolled out of there, almost every one of the students back from 2010 are working really assertively and aggressively in the metaphysical field.
Oh,
only one.
Good.
One right now is working around it, but it's because the spouse is already in the field, and they're like, oh, I see what it did, and we tease her. But it's like the really good thing with that, you know, the other person is that everybody that went to that one, and it was just, and that's, you know, it's however you want to tailor it. And like you guys were talking about dreams, I like to sit down and do a little dream work and then do a meditation and open that energy of symbology. So you can sit down any time in the day, raise your energy, and then you're going, okay, this is the symbology, and this is what it's going for me. This is what it is. Do you know that each one of your chakras has symbols and flowers and energies that arise to them?
I did know that, but I can't tell you what they are because I don't remember.
And I do give handouts because I do go through it. I've had people tease me because I get to going, and this is something that you'll see a lot of conflict is toning. I will not sit there and argue with someone if they're telling me my red chakra means ah, and you're saying ooh, and he says a. Walk with me. There's so many ways to tune in your body. Do you think that the Holy Spirit and the Father put our bodies here like a piano and said, only play one song, all of you individuals? There's so many ways that when we get into it, I've had a friend tease me that we did the meditation, we did the chakras, and she's like, your way was different. She goes, now I'm hearing a ringing and my doorbell isn't going on. We found out later what was happening was we raised her energy and she didn't open her blue chakra. So it's like you said there, I want you to leave all that at the back door, come on in, take the papers, then go home, add it all together. Okay, I learned from Jethro how to do this. I even do, I've had some people that I've given out a personal way of how to do the tarot that you take home and do with you later. So, yeah, I'm looking forward, Debbie.
And I like to teach dowsing rods. You can make them with things that come from Home Depot, and you start out by just you can use them to find lost things. But what I really like to use them for is to show everyone the energies that come out of each of the chakras and you can tell which ones are blocked and different things like that. So there's a lot of really fun exercises you can do with a group to develop your, you know, and then Jethro, of course, can do some readings and things like that. But it really makes all, you know, the fun part is to just develop your own, hone in on your own skills. Because even, you know, it's going to make your readings better. It's going to make it's just going to make your overall awareness much higher.
So
we'll start working a little harder on that.
That sounds like fun.
Let us know, you know, and we've been working on, we missed October 2nd. We were going to do a holistic day. We had a guest come on. Amy and our Fridays, everybody's wanting to talk with Amy. We've been teasing her that she's our popular one on our Psyche's Gone Wild. Our site has a little pie chart and tells you who's most popular. Well, you know who I am. I'm like, well, I've got to be in there. No, it's Amy. Amy's the one. Everybody goes in, they talk, and they look at the site, and they go through the energy, and it's Amy, you know, so Amy, as we're going through, what we love is that the guys are even telling us as we're looking at these energies, you know, it'd be fun to see with them. I like to do that with those rods, and then let's do some balancing and chakraing with the energy and seeing how we can heighten everybody's kundalini to raise to a better vibration.
Yeah, because it's so important right now, especially with the way the energies and the planetary movement and all this stuff, you really need to be aware. You know, we're just so used to this mindset like, oh, I have a headache, or, you know, I have a stomach ache or something like that. and then we just go and, you know, get the appropriate medication out of the drawer and go on with our life. But, you know, usually all of these ailments have some sort of energetic, have some sort of energetic origin.
We're going to have to get some classes set up and start putting out some vibrations and things. We'll be looking on this to you guys to check. We did talk about it before of doing a cruise, like we said, and I do know that, and the joke is, I got to tell you guys, I am a Scorpio, but I'm definitely afraid. There was some rumor in the that I might scuba dive. It'll never happen because there's teeth down there and there's other things. And I watched Jaws. I didn't like it. I lived in the Rocky Mountains, and I kept my feet up the whole time in that movie. And I'm like 6'1" then, and I was like moving real fast to make sure no water found me in there. So it's like those of you who know me at all with the water, it's my relationship, Kay's about 5'2", and she pulled me along the coast there in that Maui. You see all those pictures of me on Florida and all that, and Marcos Island. If you notice, that water never got very far over, And there was a shark there that Kay followed and took pictures of, and I let her do that on her own. I stayed upstairs and made lasagna while that was going on. Yeah.
That's funny, but yeah, it's very easily doable, and we can make it very affordable. We just need to get some commitments so that we can go and book the room and because it's not like we're part of some large corporation where we can just go to our corporate accountant and get the corporate Amex card and make the reservation. But as soon as we've got enough of a commitment from people, we can just go put that part. Putting the program together is the easy part. The logistics is fine. People are so busy, and like we said, so many people are having so many unforeseen economic disasters and things like that. That is the logistic part of figuring out who's in and when they can do it, and the rest of it will just fall right together.
Becky, we'll obviously definitely get a hold of you and do some little emailing back and forth, come together on it. And thank you, Debbie. I'm going to run now. We've got two more left, and our show's down. Are you guys up there being any of this warm weather that we're getting in Tampa?
Oh, we're loving it. We're going to be on the motorcycle tomorrow. We're going to love it. Y'all
rock.
Let's enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you call in, Debbie. And we're going right into the next caller is 714. How are you, 714?
Good. How are you? It's Nathaniel.
Hey, it's been a while. It's good to hear from you. I know that you were out there in California. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Good. It's good to hear, Nathaniel. Do you have a question for our Amy tonight?
I don't know. Here, do you see some financing coming in with this new offer I have on my house for relocation money? Hello?
Hello,
Ned. Yeah, I'm picking up on it. I don't think it's going to be easy. I feel like there's going to be a lot of false starts, not to be the bearer of bad news, but I just feel
so
that.
So she wants
again,
me to...
I feel like it, and I don't, and not being critical, it's just observational, is I feel that you've got some energy tied to it that it's not going to go smoothly. So, not to sound like a broken record, but I feel that and again, I'm not chilling right now, it's just that the tone of your voice, I just sense some trepidation about the whole thing. So again, I think that you're going to be in control. You're going to, the mind is just so powerful. We can manifest absolutely anything. I don't want to tell you what I'm working on manifesting right now because not that it's a secret, it's just too controversial. And I'm just amazing myself that I've been able to truly affect, something that looks like it was just going to be a shoo-in in one direction is totally turning around and is, I'll tell you what it was. I hate to talk about politics, but I happen to have this strong feeling that I wanted to see a certain person win a certain election, And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to put a bumper sticker or a yard sign or anything. I'm just going to pray about it. True prayer. Not like, oh, please let him win. Not like, you know, not begging and not whatever. But anyway, I'm totally off track here. But I just sense in your voice that you feel like it's not going to work. So really think that you have enormous that you will be able to manifest this financing to your best interest energetically by just changing your thoughts and energy around the whole thing. I mean, real estate right now is just such a painful area. You know, it bogs everyone down and it thwarts everyone's dreams. But anyway.
It seems like a lot of homes in my area are going for quite a bit more, almost double than what I'm asking. They are, you know, historic homes. I'm not a historic home, but I'm in the historic area. But
yeah,
it's the same guy's house, a lot, you know, but
that,
they want twice as much.
I just feel like somehow energetically you've tied some negativity to it, which is what's blocking the transaction.
Okay.
That's just a gut react. You know, that's just my gut. That's just what I'm that's what I'm feeling in my gut on it. But Jethro.
I feel that too, and it was a little hard. Both of us, we took a little minute there, and then you thought we had, you know, going into something else here too. It's like going into with the whole cycle of happening here for you is that it seems like that is going to be that. It is exactly what Amy was saying, and it was a difficult one because it does seem like that there's other energies keeping you there. It's some of it is not physically explainable, but it's like very much doing it. And you're right, there's other ones around buying the places. There's things happening. There's a reason that it's keeping you there, and the guides are being mums about it. They're not saying that we're keeping you the house because you have to. They're saying they're keeping you there because they want to. And sometimes the guides do this, and that's why you heard me and Amy, or you didn't hear us, very much took a long time trying to get it, is your guides are keeping this under very good wraps, even from you and other people, because they want you to stay there for a reason. I also think it's to your advantage. I'm a little worried sometimes when you've called before, you've talked about going, there's a reason that they, what lies for you on the next journey, you've got to be really cautious. There's some other financial things. Once the house starts to do that, we got to make sure you're very comfortable in what you do, but the guides want you very much securely in an area. They're telling me that's like, you know, there's some people that can be out there living like a gypsy. I don't hear that song behind you. Every time you start to talk about the house and the securities or anything you're working out with it, your guides are really going, this is the life where we've got to keep it going, like you said, with the house, and they're going to do something very, it's going to be a blessing when it all happens. It's going to be like boom, boom, everything, and it'll all be done quickly.
So it really will
perhaps
work.
That's it. Perhaps it's, better refine your intentions, you know, better refine your intentions as to the sale of the house and that might free up the energies as well. But right now there's something holding the whole thing still.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, and blessings, and continue to be with us. It's good to hear from you. It's one of our, I begin to feel like the listeners of our family. We have quite a few of our friends and family listening. Our blessings going out to you, Nate. We know that the guys and angels love you. You've called a couple times, and we've helped you in other areas. And thank you for tuning in again to Psychics Gone Wild.
Cool. Thank you both. That's so very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. We are here on Living Within the Psychic Realm, as I said before, and that's another one of my shows, and that's on Tuesday nights on Roku. Those of you who tune in to A1R Psychic Radio can get on the internet, and please follow me. I really have had the most positive. I had a couple of you call in from here on that show. I know it's real busy. It's a half an hour show. Phenomenal music. The any of you guys who know Dave Solomon, he is a phenomenal producer on the radio shows and very gifted man. He is the producer and the person who does the A1R Psychic Radio, and just very phenomenal work. Working in the group, if you guys listened to Living in the Psychic Realm last in 2011, I was on mixtalk.com, so check out there. Amy, we've got another caller, and it's about 5 minutes before we go tonight. We want to thank all of you. Friday nights always is so fast. We do have fun and cocktails later. No, I'm kidding for all of you. It'll, you know, be wherever you are at. But thank you for calling in. 717, you will be our last one tonight. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Jethro. This is Corrine in Pennsylvania. How you doing? Once again.
Once again, trying to be good and glad to hear from you. And you just, I found out that you, what state you lived in, and I was very impressed because I've been trying to move you all this time. No, I'm kidding. It is Halloween, and everybody knows I'm a little goofy, but this is one of our very good family
friends. No, actually, I used to live in Florida many years ago and loved it and would love to be back there in a heartbeat.
We're going to be doing classes here, and you got to get here by the end of the year so you can start in January helping us with the angel. This is one of our angelic workers and friends. Now, come on, guides, get her here now.
Yeah, really, I would love to be there. I mean, really, I would, you know. I mean, actually, my guys want me here to help take care of my family and my mother, but I'd be back in Florida in a heartbeat if I could. Believe me, I would, because I love Florida. It's much warmer than here right now. Right now, it's supposed to go below freezing tonight. So, time to take out the long gun. Regarding the crystal ball issue that you guys were mentioning earlier, I'm still learning myself on that. However, I did want to mention something, that when using a crystal ball, you are actually opening a spiritual portal, and to make sure and close it again, because otherwise, by leaving that portal open, you're possibly allowing negative energies to come into that when you step away from that crystal ball. So I didn't know if any of you had ever thought of that.
No, that's true. Anytime you do any kind of energy work, you've got, you know, that's, and it's a very, very good point, because, you know, we move from one thing. We all have such a short attention span, and we move from things so quickly that, yeah, that can happen in any kind of spiritual work that you do. If you don't close off the energy, even in Reiki, you don't close off the energies at the end, leaving them wide open. You're just leaving it wide open to, you know, things that you might not be intending on bringing in.
Correct.
I really appreciate you bringing that up. It's very, very, you know, we focus a lot on what we do to ground ourselves in the energies and the things we do to start whatever we're going to do. But then, you know, when it's over, it's over, and then we're late for this or whatever. I'm really glad you brought that up.
Very good. Amy, do you have anything general coming through for me at the moment? Or, I mean, just really quickly that you see?
No, I feel that I feel like you're on. I feel like something really big is going to happen very soon. I get a strong sense that you've been working very hard on a lot of things, and I feel like maybe up until now, maybe you haven't really gotten the return on investment, you know, of your time or energy that you had hoped. But I feel like I just get this really strong sense that you're on the brink of something really big. I don't know if it's, you know, work-wise, that, you know, doing medium-type work, or, you know, doing something in the metaphysical realm, or if it's some sort of business venture. It feels very tied to money, and it feels very close. And it's odd that I would sense that, because I usually don't feel, you know, and I feel kind of bad because people call up and they ask about jobs and money and stuff, and I'm usually like, well, I don't see it so soon. But for something, I feel this really strong feeling that it's before the end of the year. Something that you've been working on hard is going to come to fruition, and you're going to be somehow reward. I mean, I'm getting a sense it's economic, but it could be some other form of reward. But I see a reward in your very near future. schedule.
Oh, that is amazing and awesome, because there is a project that I've been working on for about 10 years.
Really?
So,
oh, my God. Sometimes it's like where, you know, it's funny because it's like, where's this stuff coming from? You know, where's this stuff where's this stuff coming from? Because I don't really remember what I'm saying when I do. And then I go back and listen to the radio shows, and it was like, where'd that come from? So well, I appreciate that. But no, I feel your hard work, and I don't feel a sense of exhaustion around you. I just feel like it was long, and that's where the 10 years came from. I just felt like this long, sustained effort on your part, but it felt solid. You know, how some, you know, that's why I'm not sensing your weariness, and that's.
We're going here, and Amy, we just got it to go. I want to thank everybody. Have